Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Robert Campbell, and this week we have a live concert featuring Manitoba Hal, a fabulous guitar player and ukulele player. He's got a new album out. He's toured the world. He's given workshops at festivals and all sorts of stuff. He's now based out of Shelburne, Nova Scotia. Here he is. He's got a couple of covers, but it's mostly original all the way through. So we're just going to run it pretty much uninterrupted. Here he is, Manitoba Hal.
You go down to Blind Man's River, don't forget your line and pole. You go down, don't forget your line and pole. Said the fish are jumping and the water's high, you can catch them there most any time. You go down, don't forget your line and pole. Sitting on a front porch Sunday best, you know I look so funny in that fishing vest. You go down, don't forget your line and pole. You just wander down that old dirt road past Clayton's farm to my fishing hole. You go down, don't forget your line and pole. You'll find me here just standing by the river in my fishing gear. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole. And yes, Lord, I must be blessed just standing here in this ragged vest. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole. Now they say I'm lazy, and I must confess that idle hands are the devil's best friend. And I know God must be a fisherman too, cause he put heaven in an old dirt road and it winds its way to my fishing hole. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole. If you go down to Blind Man's River, don't forget your line and pole. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole. If you go down to Blind Man's River, don't forget your line and pole. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole. I said, yes, yes, line and pole. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole. I said, yes, yes, line and pole. If you go down, don't forget your line and pole.
Thank you very much.
Weren't Hatfield and LaFlesh great? I was sitting there listening the whole time. I was thinking to myself the whole time I'm going, it's like, man, they're playing my CD. They don't even know it. It's the same vibe, the same world right there, you know? Coincidentally, the CD is called Nice Day for Fishing. That song is on it. It's called Line and Pole. And I wrote it a number of years ago, and I recently started thinking about it that... I think it's misunderstood. Maybe not by you. You guys seem like a smart and intelligent crowd. I usually play to drunk people. But everyone thinks that the whole point of the song is take your fishing gear, be ready. That's not the point of the song. The point of the song is the line that God must be a fisherman because he put heaven in an old dirt road. So really the point of the song is that paradise is the journey on the way, not the fishing hole. You just got to be ready for the fishing hole to enjoy the journey, right? I think that's what that's all about. I don't know. I'm trying to be deep because, you know, Don was so deep, and I'm not a deep fellow.
I said, see, see, Rider, see what you have done. See, see, Rider, see what you have done. You know you made me love you, and now your man done come. I said, see, see, Rider, see what you have done, Lord. See, see, Rider, see what you have done. Yeah, you made me love you, and now your man done come. You were standing in the kitchen in your morning gown. You were standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Yeah, you made me love you till the sun went down. Oh, yes, you did. That was not the right line. My fingers did not want to go to that chord. Here, try that again. Sun went down. I was standing in the kitchen, oh, when that sun went down. Yeah, you made me love you before your man done come. And I'm going away, honey, going away till fall. I'm going away, honey, I'm going away till fall. And if I find me a good gal, I won't be back at all.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. It's all downhill from here. That's what I'm saying. It's the humidity. You were talking about this earlier, Don. Everything's so sticky. My fingers are sticking. They're grabbing in the wrong places because my hands are old. Anyway. This is your fault. Here. I'm blaming you. This is a cover song, a Tom Waits tune. In the garden, watch your back. I beg your pardon. Watch the straight and narrow track. If you're walking with Jesus, you save your soul. You gotta keep the devil. Keep the devil down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. You don't have to worry, man, you hold on to Jesus' head. I'll be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. Gotta keep the devil down in the hole.
angels see. By Jesus' mighty sword, oh, they'll protect you with their wings. Keep you close to the Lord. You stay away from temptation, and his hands are so cold. You gotta keep the devil, keep the devil down in the
Let's have a little bit of fun here. If I can get my fingers to work. There it is. My granddad always told me it's a poor workman that blames his tools, but my tools keep screwing up. I'm not sure what that means. Loaded up my tackle box and I grabbed my line and pole. Set my course on down the road to my favorite fishing hole. I bait the hook and I set the line and I cast it all damn day. And I got nothing to show for it but that one that got away. Now this is where I need you guys. The chorus. It's a call and response. So I'm going to say a phrase and you're going to say it back to me. And yes, I'm absolutely condescending to all of you right now. Again, I usually play to drunk people, so forgive me. The phrase is plenty of fish. So I'm going to say, there's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. Plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. That deep blue sea. Exactly. You got it. You're ready. Okay, so here we go. There's plenty of fish. Plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. That deep blue sea. Yes, plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. Said everybody's catching but me. Now you've heard it said you give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. But if you teach that same man to fish, he'll sit in a boat all day. Oh, my granddad taught me how to fish and he said, here's what you gotta know. You chase her till she catches you and that is all she wrote. Lord, there's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. That deep blue sea, yes, plenty of fish, plenty of fish. Said everybody's catching but me. Now, I told you that I live in Shelburne, Nova Scotia now, that this next verse is about a bar that's no longer there. We lost it over the pandemic, but it's called the Sea Dog Saloon. It was right down on the waterfront. It's where you'd go on a Friday night to listen to music and eat some deep-fried food. But you could look out over Shelburne Harbor and get attacked by the seagulls if you felt like sitting outside. It was a great place to be. And like all good bars, there's a waitress there that knew everybody and knew everything. My first time in Shelburne, I walked into the Sea Dog and I met everybody. I said, hi, how you doing? Wanda said hi. She introduced herself and I fell in love with the bar. And then I went on tour for 3 months. I came back, walked into the Sea Dog for the first time and Wanda said, hey, Hal, you want your usual? I've never had a usual in my life until I arrived at the Sea Dog Saloon, so I knew I was home right then. So this next verse is all about Wanda and the Sea Dog Saloon. All right. I wandered down to the Sea Dog to ask for some advice. Wanda's always got a word, but it ain't always nice. So Wanda told me how you got to double check your bait. Make sure your rod is working and don't get started too damn late. Lord, there's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. That deep blue sea. Yeah, there's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. Said everybody's catching but me. Do that again. Lord, plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. That deep blue sea. Yeah, there's plenty of fish. There's plenty of fish. Said everybody's catching but me. I was a cook and she was a waitress down at Salty Sands Seafood Cafe. And somewhere beneath the clam juice and that seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away. Well, I lobster, and I never flounder. He threw his line around her, and they drove off in his cart. Oh, I lobster, and I never flounder. Octopus his face in, he'll never, never. So I said, just squid and leave me. For that piano tuna, if you want to trout something new. She was the bass I ever had. Now my life has no porpoise. And oh my God, I love her. Yes, I do. Well, I lobster, never flounder. He threw his line around her and they drove off in his carp. Oh, I lobster, and I never flounder. I octopus his face in. You'll only break her heart. Well, you know, Robert, I swordfish, she'd come back to me because we had a whale of a good time. And I kelp her picture in my walleye just for the hell of it, but I don't think she kelp mine in her perch, though. Anyway, I go on and on. I got told if I keep this seahorsing around, you folks are going to fall into a state of shark or at least get a haddock. That's right, I said haddock. You're not losing your herring. It'll be a mackerel if I get out of here alive. Well, I lobster, never flounder. He threw his line around her and they drove off in his carp. Oh, I lobster, and I never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart. Oh, frankly, scallop, I don't give a clam.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to Manitoba Hal, recorded live by songwriters from here and away. And we'd like to tell you about his website. It is manitobahal.ca. Go check him out. I want to sleep straight through the night. If I had a simple life, I'd sit and celebrate. And in the quiet, I would close my eyes and drift away. I'd take my time. We're going to keep going. But before we do, I just wanted to ask you to go check out sfhaa.ca. Give us a follow, give us a like, find our world, all the other radio shows. We'd love to hear from you. Here's Manitoba Hal.
So I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago, we had this thing, the pandemic, you know. It's, people have forgotten now, but we were all at home. I got to thinking, because I do that. Thinking, that is. I know you're questioning right now, this guy, I don't know. Yes, I got to thinking, you know, we're really lucky. I know you're probably thinking this is nuts, but we're really lucky that it happened now. Because even though we were locked away, you know, we had web chats, we had email, we had text. You could be hundreds of miles, thousands of miles away from someone you love and still see them and talk to them. Can you imagine what it's like 100 years ago? You'd be locked up in your place. Email, like, there's no email. There were letters. It would take months to get there. And you'd never know what would happen. Somebody could die between the time you sent the letter and you got a response. And I started thinking we were really lucky. But then I came up with this song, and I have to do that preamble every time because, you know, some of the young people in the crowd might not remember that you used to write letters. You know, this is not 140 characters. And yes, I'm totally singling you two out. Just letting you know right now, everyone else here, we had the phone mounted on the wall. We considered ourselves lucky, right? Anyway, I'm sorry. I won't make fun of you all night, but it was a prime opportunity, I admit. My darling, with each word that I'm arranging on the page, each line that I'm writing down with hope, hope that this will find you and each word will remind you my heart belongs to you and you alone. Every night that I have wandered, the thoughts that I have pondered, the condition of my lonely, restless soul, and the thoughts that I am thinking fill the glass that I am drinking. It always tells me to go home. It's been too long, too long, too long since we were walking. It's been too long since we held hands along the way. It's been too long, too long, too long since we were dancing. And now these words must find our hearts upon this page. Every night when I remember that last evening in September, when I held your face so closely next to mine, this pandemic has me thinking those lips I should be kissing, and I'm hoping that you're also missing mine. So please accept this letter and the hope it will get better, and the border will open up wide, and the highway will be clear, and we'll have nothing left to fear, and once again our heart will be next to mine. It's been too long, too long, too long since we were walking. It's been too long since we held hands along the way. It's been too long, too long, too long since we were dancing. And now these words must find our hearts upon this page. It's been too long, too long, too long since we were walking. It's been too long since we held hands along the way. It's been too long, too long, too long, Lord, since we were dancing. And now these words must find our hearts upon this page. Yeah. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. Ball. I'm cleaning out my basement and inviting you all. Oh, I let it go for nearly free. That box of nails and a tuning fork, that bag that says I love New York. Oh, I let it go for nearly free. Nearly free, like I'm longing to be. My belongings can dissipate into the world. Oh, and no, I may fight it. This lack of detritus is better than silver and gold and nearly free. Yeah, those baby shoes were never used. I tried to make my baby wear them and she refused. I let them go for nearly free. And that porcelain doll is probably haunted, but you didn't even know you wanted it. What luck, I let it go for nearly free. Nearly free, like I'm longing to be. My belongings can dissipate into the world. Oh, and though I may fight it, this lack of detritus is better than silver and gold and nearly free. Yes, it is. Oh, one winter tie, one winter old. I really want to get it sold. I'm cleaning out my basement, can't you see? All that stuff I've collected, yeah, that stuff that I've neglected, is keeping me from really feeling free. Nearly free, like I'm longing to be. My belongings can dissipate into the world. Oh, no, I may fight it. This lack of detritus is better than silver and gold and nearly free. Nearly free, like I'm longing to be. My belongings can dissipate into the world. Yes, and no, I may fight it. This lack of detritus is better than silver and gold and nearly free.
Yeah. Get my fingers working here.
I got me an automobile, shiny, long, and black, and made of steel. Well, I sit down low in my bucket seats behind the wheel of my automobile. I got me a full tank of gas. I am gonna make this summer last. And when that winter's cold, you know it, I will go. It is summer in my automobile. I'll drive to Texas from Montana down to Ward, Louisiana. Oh, I'll drive to where the blues gets played. San Diego to Chattanooga, from Chicago to St. Louis, down to Memphis where that king gets laid. All the highways and byways are rolling off my ways. Now I know how to get my kicks. I'll stop in Oklahoma City. Lord, you know it's mighty pretty when you're driving down Route 66. You know, I used to have a horn section. They said they'd come back if I stopped doing this part. I'll drive to Texas from Montana down to Old Louisiana, Lord. I'll drive to where the blues gets played. San Diego to Chattanooga, from Chicago to St. Louis, down to Memphis where that king gets laid. All the highways and byways are rolling off my ways, Lord. I know how to get my kicks. I'll stop in Oklahoma City, Lord. You know it's mighty pretty when you're driving down Route 66. I got me an automobile love. Driving in the city, you know it's not enough. You give me that open road with the top down low. Give me automobile.
Oh, yeah. Give me an automobile. Thank you very much. So this beast that I'm playing is a double neck ukulele, for those who are questioning that fact. I had this custom made a number of years ago. I've had the distinct pleasure of carrying it around the world. So it's had the proverbial snot beat out of it. There's dings all over the place from picks going into it and everything. I took it to the maker a while ago for a tune-up and clean-up, and I apologized for the look on. He said, "Are you kidding me? That's what I want, is to see an instrument that's all beat up that I made, all beat up and played." I went, "Oh, okay, I guess that's a good thing then." So.
Evangeline, your sons and your daughters shine like a riverboat queen as she makes her way down through these clear blue waters, Lord. Prettiest sight I've ever seen. And the gambler calls our little Joe, passes out rolling a seven. Me, I caught a deuce, Lord, and a 32 juice, Lord. The queen took me straight on to heaven. So I put on my Sunday clothing. I put on my church-going shoes. Make my way down to the river tonight, and I'll sing those Evangeline blues. Wind through this country, and your waters flow straight down to the sea. And I've been a slave to these dice and a prisoner of this vice on the riverboats of Evangeline. Yes, and once you have set me free, once you have carried me away, I'll be rolling dice up in heaven tonight on the waves of Evangeline. Once you have set me free, once you have carried me away, I'll be rolling dice up in heaven tonight on the waves of Evangeline. Yes, and put on my Sunday clothing. I put on my church-going shoes. Make my way down to the river tonight. Oh, I'll sing those Evangeline blues. Sing those Evangeline blues. Sing those Evangeline blues.
Yeah. Probably never saw anyone do this on the slide on ukulele. In this current times that we live in, this is my soapbox right here. I'll stand on this every day. You could be born with money, could be born with a place to live. You could start out in the street, you could start with nothing to give. And whether your feet are cold, or you got good shoes, you got a song in your heart, or you got the blues, we all start out with the hope of a brighter day. We start out perfect. It's what they say, we'll all go to heaven one fine day. We'll end up wrapped in the arms of the ones we love. And I hope you're happy, I hope you're strong. Pray that no one ever treats you wrong. I hope you learn to see with the love in your heart. You could be born black or born white, you could be born in the day or the middle of the night. You could be born here to a family far away. And no matter your color, no matter your name, there are some things that are always the same. We all start out with the hope of a brighter day. We start out perfect. What they say, and we'll all go to heaven one fine day. We'll end up wrapped in the arms of the ones we love. And I hope you're happy, I hope you're strong. Pray that no one ever treats you wrong. I hope you learn to see with the love in your heart. In your heart. In your heart. In your heart.
that's in your heart. All deserve. Remember that we're all family on this great earth. Yes, we are. We might be right, we might be wrong. We might not even sing the same song. Or we all start out with the hope of a brighter day. Or we start out perfect. It's what they say, Lord. We'll all go to heaven one fine day. We'll end up wrapped in the arms of the ones we love. I hope you're happy, I hope you're strong. Pray that no one ever treats you wrong. I hope you learn to see with the love in your heart. 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 In your heart.
That's Manitoba Hal singing for you, playing his electric ukuleles.
Tired of facing the same old situations, gotta save them in the nick of time. I want a day. Give me.
This is also broadcast as a podcast online through all your favorite podcasters. Check it out. It's a longer show usually there, and this one is just that, a little bit longer. And there's lots of other shows that we've done, so have a listen. Here we are, back with Manitoba Hal.
You're easily entertained. I like that about you. I'm gonna do another cover song, and then I'll play some more off my record, because, you know, I don't know, because that's why we're here, right? Yo, I actually made a CD. Can you imagine in this day and age a physical CD? Let me show it to you. This is great. I want to show this off because this is important. This was painted by an artist down in Shelburne, Nova Scotia. It's called Nice Day for Fishing, which is the title of the CD. The reason that there's no text on the front is I thought that was so pretty, right? I just want to leave it. So I threw all the text on the back where it's just trees. So when you get this, you can throw this out and just frame this part and pretend you didn't even buy a CD, right? It's just nice artwork. And also, if you don't like the music, this makes a great coaster. Or you can hang it in the window to scare the birds. So it's worth buying it. But, you know, the funny thing was, I think this is funny. You may not. I just bought a new used car. I've been driving a 2010 Dodge Caravan for like forever. And I just bought a 2018 Chevy Sonic. I moved into the recent times. It's still 7 years old. But it no longer has a CD player. And I realized that the rest of the world has known about this for a while, but I've been living in a world where I still had CD players. I no longer own a CD player, but I made a CD because I am not all that bright. I just want to share that with you. So if you will take this off my hands, that will help me pay it back because apparently no one's going to play them anymore. The artwork alone is worth something. Where was I going? I knew where I was going. Yes. This is for you guys, because I made fun of you earlier. I apologize ahead of time. When I first laid eyes on you, I swore I'd do anything. That you clean me up and dress me up just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts and I'm writing you this letter. Scared to tell you to your face that I like the old me better. Oh, I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take no crap off anyone. Lord, I sleep all day, party all night. Do whatever I want to, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man. I like the old me better. Now don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad. I appreciate your work. I don't drink as much, I don't swear as much. You even made me go to church. Now I ain't done too much talking since the day we got together. Oh, I'm a different man because of you, but I like the old me better. Yes, I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take no crap off anyone. Lord, I sleep all day, party all night. Whatever I want to, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man. I like the old me better. See, no doubt about it. You're the only one. And I know you really like that man that I've become. But I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take no crap off anyone. Lord, I sleep all day, party all night. Do whatever I want to, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man. I like the old me better. Yeah, no doubt about it, honey. You're the one I really love. And you and I were a good fit. We're like a hand in a glove. But now I'm having second thoughts and I'm wearing this stupid sweater. I'm scared to tell you to your face. I like the old me better. Oh, I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take no crap off anyone. Lord, I sleep all day, party all night. Do whatever I want to, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man. I like the old me better. You made me a brand new man. But I, me, like the old me better. Yes, I do. I like the old me better. And I mean that with all sincerity. All right, I'm going to do something that I have not done in public. But once. Woohoo! So, this is a new song off the CD, and I've played it once before in public. So, all kinds of things could go wrong. There could be bedlam, dogs lying with cats, murder in the streets, all kinds of things. You know, I don't know about you guys. We all have rubrics, barometers for how we judge a gig, right? How did it go well? Did the audience applaud? Is that? My measurement is always, did anybody die? Because I figured if nobody died, it was a great night. No one did die, but I have a story to tell about my early days. I used to play in these bars downtown Winnipeg, where I was from, and these were like the beverage rooms. You know, the day drunks would hang out, and you'd be playing in some of the seediest places. And I was playing in this one bar. This is... I'm going to combine two stories, but it's the same bar. So the first time I was playing in this bar, I'm standing on stage, and I'm doing my best to play John Cougar Mellencamp or Bruce Springsteen or somebody back in the day. And the lights are in me just like this light, but a lot brighter because they were, you know, incandescent types. And so I'm doing my best. All of a sudden, I hear something smash against the side of the wall. It's a big, thick glass ashtray. I was all freaked out. Later, I talked to the barman. He says, oh, that's just Billy. He almost never hits. Yeah, so that was the kind of place I was playing where chicken wire would have been an asset. The next story, which this has nothing to do with the song I'm about to play, by the way. I just feel like telling this story because I don't get to tell it very often anymore. Same bar, but this is a few years later. I'm playing in it with a band. I got this five-piece band, and we're doing Keep Your Hands to Yourself. You know that song, you know? I got a little change in my pocket. Go ding-a-lang-a-lang. You know, so the band is trucking. We're getting ready to start the lyrics, and the vocals, pardon me. Excuse me. And there's this, the bar is mostly empty, but there's this big fat Buddha biker. I can say that because I'm a big fat guy now, but big fat Buddha biker playing pool. And he's got two women with him. And please forgive me, all women. I don't mean to insult you. This one woman looked like 40 miles of bad road, like tracks in her face and like just gaunt and like horrible. And she had one of those motorcycle t-shirts on that go down to a point with the tassels on it, but it was riding about mid-height, right? So we start up playing Keep Your Hands to Yourself, and they go, woo, and run up to the stage, and she throws her arms up, woo, and there's these, you know, things flapping out in the main way that I don't want to see. But I also don't want to be seen to either A, not want to see them, or B, want to see them, because Big Fat Buddha Biker is going to beat the crap out of me if I look at his girlfriend the wrong way. So I'm sitting there trying to figure out, what can I do? And I missed the cue in on the lyrics. The band keeps trucking. They start cueing me. The dancers, they're going, "He's got a little change in your pocket." And I'm starting to laugh because I'm thinking, I can't do anything here. So anyway, that was it. I just wanted to tell that story because it was like, oh my God, the weirdest situation I could ever find myself in. And there it was. This song has nothing to do with that. I heard this interview with Paul Simon. He released an album in his 80s here where he was losing his hearing. And one of the lines, this has nothing to do with his album, except that, well, the line he said, "I've been thinking about the Great Migration. I've been thinking about the Great Migration." And that hit me, and it stuck with me for a long time. And that's where this song came from. It goes like this. It's like a disco dance tune. I'm ready to actually start the song. What am I gonna do now that you're gone? The lights on the porch will stay dark with no one to turn them on. What am I gonna do with all of your old clothes? Fold them up and give them away to charity, I suppose. What remains is love. Like the place we found you, there's a field and a stream, an old oak tree by hillside, and a place where you can read. Your cousin came from Santa Fe, there were flowers in the hall. Friends and neighbors said goodbye as we laid you in the ground. What remains? What remains is love when we put you in the ground. Our treasures and possessions, Lord, they'll soon be spread around. Those worldly goods you gather, just someone else's stuff. And what remains is love that you've shared with us. Yeah, what remains is love that you shared with us. That was not the right button. I've been tending to your garden. My thumb is not so green. I hope the flowers will forgive me for not giving them what they need. Your cat still claims your corner by the window in the chair. And I don't have the heart to tell him that you won't be sitting there. What remains? Say, what remains is love when you put us in the ground. Treasures and possessions will soon be spread around. Those worldly goods you gather, just someone else's stuff. And what remains is love that you shared with us. What you shared with us. Yeah, what remains is love. There it is. Oh, thank you. You're very, very kind. I appreciate that so much. You don't even know. Now, from my childhood to where I am now, I ain't gonna worry. I get by somehow. My mama had 'em. Oh, my daddy had 'em too. I was born with the blues. Let me tell you something, it ain't no joke. I wouldn't trade my past life for my weight in gold. My mama had 'em, oh, my daddy had 'em too. I was born with the blues. I use a guitar for my pillow, and a hollow log would be my bed. And blues my only companion. I have to sing the blues for my meat and bread. I want you to know I began to roam. Oh, I'm a vagabond traveling far from home. I ain't ashamed, Lord, ain't that news? I was born with the blues. I use a guitar for my pillow, and a hollow log, it would be my bed. And blues my only companion. Oh, I have to sing the blues for my meat and bread. Think I'm happy, you don't know my mind. Oh, smile on my face, but inside I'm crying all the time. I ain't ashamed, no, ain't that news? I was born with the blues. I ain't ashamed, Lord, ain't that news? I was born with the blues. Yeah. Thank you very much. This is the oldest song I've wrote. This is, I wrote this back in 1928 in Memphis. It was recorded first by a gentleman named Robert Hicks. Now, we know that Robert recorded it in one of those hotel room recording studios where he showed up, faced the corner, and they had him sing. And for that session, although I don't know the actual numbers, he probably got, you know, $20, $25. Because back in the day, that's all you got was you got paid for the session. The record company then pressed the records, made all the money, putting them in jukeboxes. I like to think that Robert was a smart man. And I think history bears me out on that fact, because Robert would go from town to town and record the same song under different names. So when I heard this song, it was under Barbecue Bob. Doesn't sound anything like what I'm playing. I learned it from Big Dave McLean in Winnipeg at the Viscount Gord Hotel in 1987. Viscount Gord Hotel was where the Blues Jam was in 1987. February, really cold in the winter. You'd go there in the afternoon and listen to a good blues band play. And Big Dave McLean would bring out his 1929 National Steel that he carried with him. And he would start off the second set, playing this song in his Delta Blues tuning. And I had never heard anything like it at the time. The only bluesmen I'd heard at that point were like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and things like that. So I would go back week after week and watch Big Dave play this song. And I would have my notebook and I would try to figure out what went on. And I would work up the courage one day and say, Dave, what was that? How did you do that? And he would tell me about open tunings. And I would go home and spend a week or 2 weeks trying to figure out what the heck that meant. And then I would figure that out finally, and I would watch him with his slide, and I'd go, okay, I got to figure that out, and I would work on it. Years go by, maybe 10 years. I finally figured out how to play it. I don't think I was even doing as remotely as good a job as he was, but by then I was starting to get booked in some of the blues clubs and play and some of the blues festivals, and I'm pleased to say that many of the festivals Dave and I would be playing together. Now, Dave is one of Juno. He is a great blues man. He toured with Muddy Waters. This is the real deal. I'm just some kid from Winnipeg who decided he could play music. Anyway, so we're playing this blues festival in Regina called the Midwinter Blues Festival, and I'm up but first. And I bring this song out and play it. And I get some good applause. Everyone's really happy about it. And then Dave comes up to me later and says, well, I can't do that now. Now, my young ego thought he was telling me that how great it was. What he was telling me was, you butchered my song. I'm not about to play it now. No, I'm kidding. Dave was a very kind man, and he was going to let me have that moment. So I kept working on it. I can tell you to this day, even on when I'm playing on slide guitar, I don't play it at all like Dave does. I tried, but I only have about a third of his licks. But I figured out this ukulele arrangement, and I was really pleased because a few years ago now, maybe almost 10, we were playing in this festival in north of Thunder Bay, Red Rock, Ontario, called Live from the Rock. And we were both there, and he invited me on stage to play this song with him. I just had to play ukulele, and he played guitar, and we did our little duet of it. And that was, to me, that moment that I was looking for way back when I was young and full of my own ego. He was finally saying, you made it. You did it. So by now, I've talked longer than the song is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our radio hour. So this show continues for a few tunes, but it's online on your favorite podcaster or go to sfhaa.ca. Songwriters from here and away. Thanks for listening.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy Legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.